This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Boy, I'm getting so excited for my Ask Me Anything. I'm trying out new hairstyles and... I'm going to try and look super cute for it to get your mind off of the fact that I'm topless.
You know, I've been hearing you. I was trying to post. That's why I had my pull my phone off the little camera.
Oh, great. So you were listening in on our.
But I could hear you saying that you're trying to lure everyone's eyes away from, you know.
A possible glimpse.
Right. I don't know what the
Yeah, just you know, it's. I'm telling you, you're not going to get to see anything. Don't be too excited about it.
That's not the way. Okay, but that's not the way you're trying.
Oh, sorry. You know, there might be a nip slip. Okay, how's that?
Now you're working the magic. Thank
right.
you.
That's you marketing. Won't notice it though, because I'm going to have my hair up in like multiple ponytails and.
Oh, good.
Just you know, all kinds of fun stuff. Anyway, I'm very excited about that. I can't wait till it's over. So. I wanted to mention because it brings
did
up...
you just say that?
No, I didn't say that.
All right.
What? I don't know what you're talking about. Saturday night. So Scott is going to come stay at my guest house tonight. So I think he's going to do two shows live from here.
Oh, good.
He goes... And actually, I think he's going to be a guest on Johnny Mosley's podcast because we're recording that tomorrow, too. He goes, see you later today. Yay! Might you mention tomorrow's show? And does Johnny host his podcast shirtless, asking for a friend? So he's all excited about his weekend plans. And I'm all excited about hiding from him.
Good for
so
you.
Every Saturday night, he does. Well, actually, every night at 8 o'clock, he does 10 minutes of comedy. And on Saturdays, he does a full half hour set. So if you love you some Scott Capurro, check him out on Instagram Live at Scott Capurro. Oh, I need to grab my music thing. Boy, I am just... Oh, not fine. Organized this morning.
Take your time.
Then I will. It's time for new music. We're going to start with a brand new song from the Rolling Stones. It's called Living in a Ghost Town. And, you know, they had to cancel their whole No Filter. Surprise, everybody had to cancel their tours. And this is their first original composition that's being released since Doom and Gloom and One More Shot, two songs that were on their 2012 compilation album. They did do like a blues cover collection, but these are, you know, this is their own composition,
right.
Their own song.
Is this are they trying to be timely with this? Is this supposed to be related to what we're experiencing
somewhat,
right?
Actually,
they put this together in under a month.
Jagger says that he and Keith Richards wrote the song over a year ago. He says it wasn't written for now. It was just one of those odd things. It was written about being in a place which was full of life, but is now bereft of life, so to speak. I was just jamming on the guitar and wrote it really quickly in like 10 minutes. They did change. They went back, but apparently they recorded it too. But they went back and changed some of the lyrics to make it reflect these times. He says, well, I've got to rewrite it. Some of it's not going to work. Some of it's a bit weird and a bit too dark. So I slightly rewrote it. I didn't have to rewrite very much, to be honest. It's very much how I originally did it. So I guess they've been slowly picking away at a new album for the past few years. This one was recorded in a Los Angeles studio in early 2019. And then I guess they had to recut the vocals with the new lyrics. So here it is, a new song from the Rolling Stones, Living in a Ghost Town. That's a new song from the Rolling Stones. It's not the worst song I've ever heard from the Rolling Stones, so maybe they'll have a hit at age 90.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. As for albums that are coming out today, there's someone by the name of Hazel English. This is her debut album. She is an Australian-American indie pop musician based in Oakland. So I thought, let's give Hazel English a try. It is called, the album is called Wake Up. And Brittany, what songs did you grab off of this?
Here is Shaking.
Pretty far down in the mix there. That could be a Juliana Hatfield song. That totally feels like something we would have played in 1995.
Super Hazel, reverb-y too, which is kind of got a comeback thing going right now.
Yeah, no, it feels like retro 90s music. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's one song from Wake Up. This is Hazel English. She's based in Oakland, California. People, I'm sure, have gone to, well, not recently, but they've gone to Hazel English shows. Give me another song.
Here's Off My Mind.
Totally takes me back to the 90s.
Yeah, I don't hate this at all. This is good.
All right, give me another one. This is Hazel English, her debut album, Wake Up. She's, again, based right in Oakland. She's a local girl.
Here is Five and Dime.
Great.
Yeah, I like that. I like the mix on that one the best.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
Yeah, she's very in the background in some of the songs, but that sounds good. Like, I can hear those songs. The rest of what I grabbed for you today is basically rock music, Vinny, which is nice. You know, we're always wondering when rock's going to come back.
I'll take it. Let's hear it. What do you got?
We'll start with The Used. This is their eighth album. They are a Utah band. Been around 20 years.
Yeah, I know these guys.
Heartwork is the name of the record. What songs did you grab off of this, Brittany?
All right, this one is called, hold on, I can't see it. Give me a second.
We're all working on our new reality. Yeah, exactly. Fine. You let me know when you're ready. Right, I don't care.
Let's see. Paradise Lost, a poem by John Milton.
Oh, set to music.
Well, it's actually, I'll just play it, and then I'll tell you about it afterwards. And here it is. Here we go. I'm shaking. I'm
shaking. I like it. That's great. I like that. So what were you going to tell me about the Milton poem?
Well, I expected that to be a poem because it says a poem by Milton, John Milton, but the second song I have for you is actually a poem. It's like spoken word of the music.
Oh, so, all right.
And that one's called Heartwork.
Oh, this is the title track.
Fists clenched in prepared kindness. Jaws grind in syncopation with primordial electric twitch pulses of kindness. Moment made in voluntary movement, swift slashing swings of severe blunt force kindness.
Wow.
Knuckle bones, crystalline collisions crash as physiologic flaps and thumps of kindness.
Where's Vaughn when you need him, huh?
Kindness. I was just thinking Vaughn was probably. Vaughn could give us his two cents on this.
When you first said the poem, the word poem, I went, oh, Vaughn.
I know, where's Vaughnie? All right, give me another one that has some singing in it. This is The Used.
And this last one's called Cathedral Bell.
I like that first one the best. There you go. That's the new record from The Used called Heartwork. AWOL Nation. All one word, all capitals. Angel
These
Miners.
Guys are pretty good.
Angel Miners and the Lightning Riders is the name of this AWOL Nation record. It's their fourth album. And I guess the frontman's been in a bunch of different things. Under the Influence of Giants, Hometown Hero, Insurgents. Have you heard any of those?
Well,
bands?
You know some of their hits. AWOL Nation is, aren't they the band that did Sail? You know Sail, that song?
I don't know if I know it.
Yeah, it's a great song.
If Bryn can find it, that's I believe that's one of their songs.
This is a jam right here.
Oh, I have heard this song. So this is the old song.
Yes.
Okay.
This is their first hit, I believe.
All right, let's hear what this new record sounds like. Angel Miners and the Lightning Riders.
And the first one's called The Best.
That sounds good. Driving. Okay, give me another one.
This next one's called California Halo Blue.
Till the morning and I know what to do. What do these guys sound like? They totally sound like another band that we play.
Well, this guy's voice or tone sounds like that band that opened up our Winterland show.
Flora Cash?
Yeah, that's not Flora Cash. I'm thinking I like that one. All right, did you pull three from this one?
I did, yes.
All right, give me another one.
This one's called Mayday Fiesta Fever.
That's AWOL Nation, their new record. There's a heavy metal band by the name of Trivium. They're from
Atlanta. You know these guys?
I don't. Do you? Are you familiar with them?
They're popular, yeah.
They're about 20 years around. They've sold over a million albums worldwide. Actually, were nominated for a Grammy for a song called Betrayer at the in 2019 for Best Metal Performance. They're out of Orlando, Florida. They got a record out today called What the Dead Men Say. It's their ninth album.
And here's the title cut.
I knew that was coming. What the dead men say? It's just between us what the dead men say. You can't let go. All right, give me another one. That double bass is thumping my head.
Catastrophist.
Oh, they were going to start screaming. I said, scream it.
Catastrophist.
Oh, he threw you for it. He tricked you.
All right, let's skip down. I want to get to this. One of the guys from the Raconteurs, he's a guy by the name of Brendan Benson, and he plays guitar, bass, keyboard, drums. He's done 6 solo albums apart from the Raconteurs, so he's been around for a while. I mean, the guy's 50 years old, or almost 50, I should say.
He's old and dusty.
Yeah, like us. So, Dear Life is the name of his solo album. Brendan Benson of the Raconteurs. Here we go.
Here's Good to Be Alive. Well, I believe most definitely in only that which I can see. My senses and myself agree. There is no you, there's only me. I don't believe in heaven and hell, no. In fact, there's no plan as far as I can tell. Every man for himself. It's only me, there's no one else. Oh,
that just took a turn I didn't expect. Keep it going. He said, I've come back from the dead. I like it. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. What else did you grab off of this guy's record?
Richest Man.
Oh. You're perfect in my eyes. I got two beautiful babies. One hell of a good looking wife. Got twice the love and half the money. And I feel like the richest man alive. I love this. I think that's
very well written. Nice.
Because I had two beautiful
done.
Babies, a hell of a good looking wife, half the money I used to have, but I feel like the richest man alive. That is awesome.
Very well done.
That's Brendan Benson of the Raconteurs and of his own solo work. That sounds great. It's called Dear Life. And that's, you only pulled two from that, right?
Uh huh.
And we're going to wind up, let's see, we'll do Lucinda Williams. Good souls, better angels. This chick, she's got to be pushing 70. She's been around forever. She actually she's a folk rock country chick. And she's actually, let's see, Grammy Award.
I thought Lucinda Williams, and I'm sure I'm wrong, but I thought that she was very sick.
And she was. Remember, they did a benefit album for her, like, in the
90s? That's what I was just about to reference. I don't know if I'm remembering that correctly, but I thought there was.
I had that same thought, and I wondered, is there another Lucinda or something? Because as I was, I even looked up, like, Lucinda Williams benefit album, and I just didn't, you know.
There was nothing there, really?
The first thing that pops up when I type that in is a benefit for Victoria Williams.
Victoria Williams. I think that's the one we're thinking of.
Okay.
Is she a relation in any way? I mean, there's so many Williamses around there.
Yeah, no, I don't. I just, that was what I first thought of. So
me too.
And,
I thought,
and
the
I
exact
never
same
even
thing.
Checked it. So I'm sure I'm wrong.
So she's a she was like kind of a country chick. She had a Grammy Award for Best Country Song in 1994. But she's actually just renowned as a songwriter. Let's see. She was number 97 on VH1's 100 Greatest Women in Rock and Roll in 98. She was named America's Best Songwriter by Time Magazine in 02 and was chosen by Rolling Stone as the 79th Greatest Songwriter of all time. So she's, you know, she's one of those people that she gets a lot of critical acclaim, and she has won some Grammys. But she's, I personally don't, I mean, I know her name, but I clearly had her confused with someone else. Mm-hmm. And so let's listen to a little of this new record. As she's, I think if my math is right, she's 67-ish. Mm-hmm. So Good Souls, Better Angels. She actually has a song about President Trump on here. So I wonder which way she leans. Lucinda Williams, let's hear what you've chosen.
Here's a Big Black Train.
I don't wanna get on board.
Oh boy.
I can hear it coming on down the track. I can hear it coming on down the track. I can hear it coming on down the track.
Oh boy. Give me another one.
Here is You Can't Rule Me.
Yeah, you might expect me to follow, but I'm gonna fall in line. I tell you what, as much I know, the dotted line is signed. You can't rule me.
That's not bad. That's a little taste of the new Lucinda Williams, and that's going to do it for your new music segment. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Oh, well, we're going to talk to Annie, I believe, right after this, and then I'll get you up to date and into your weekend.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.